Homegrown Triple M, Jane Gazzo with you. And it's an absolute pleasure to announce that Cosmic Psychos are back. Yes, B.I.T. back in town, as they say. Brand new single, Feeling Average, from the 11th studio album. I can't believe it's 11. You're making me feel old, Nighty. It's called Loudmouth Soup.
Yes, well, it's aptly named for a soup that we consume quite a lot of and turn into loudmouths. So that's fantastic.
What's in the soup?
Oh, that would be strictly hops, yeast, and fresh water. So I think that'll... And barley. Oh, bugger if I know. Beer. That'll do.
11 studio albums, Ross, a 40-year career for the Cosmic Psychos, or verging on, and probably one of the best Australian rock documentaries I've seen in a long time, Blokes You Can Trust. It features appearances from Butch Vig, Eddie Vedder, members of Mudhoney, the Melvins. It's just a great story about three unlikely guys who have just had this amazing career. How did you feel about watching that doco?
Well, it was a bit odd. I've sort of watched the whole thing once, and that was sort of about it, and I do see there's some parts in it that does make me smile a lot when I see me hanging out with a few old mates, and it does make you know, think back along the journey a little bit, and it's all been, most of it has been pretty awesome. If it's not awesome, it's been almost awesome. So, you know, I'm not going to complain.
I think what really struck a chord with me was just the amount of international artists, mostly Americans, that have just been so influenced by you guys and just love and adore you.
I sort of look at those people that have said those lovely words as me mates, and flattered, and sometimes you've got to shake your head and go, you know, what's a central Victorian farmer doing hanging out with the talents of those kind of people, because, you know, I'm really not a musician's posterior, but I think that perhaps hanging out with those guys, maybe a relaxed attitude and really not giving a rat's toss bag about much at all, it sort of helps to calm the air a bit, and hopefully, you know, we all sit around and have a beer and have a good time together and not talk shop.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's the thing about you guys. You've never chased fame. You've never chased record sales. You're as Aussie and as true blue as they come. And perhaps that's been the key to your longevity, not giving a rat's ass, as it were.
We've never chased record sales because we're not good enough to chase record sales, and we've never chased fame because we're as ugly as a hatful of arseholes. So, look, we love doing what we do, and I love doing what we do because it's just fun. And it's just amazing how quickly time goes by when you've got a free beer in your hand. And that's sort of, you know, it's nearly 40 years for me, and it's just been, as I said, a hoot. It's the greatest hobby anyone could ever want.
40 years, you've had 8 record labels in that time, Ross.
Yeah, and I tell you, they've all done very well out of it.
And now this particular record, Loudmouth Soup's, coming out on your own label, Got the Hack.
So a lot of people don't get us. A lot of people think we might be a little bit politically incorrect, but if they actually look into us a little bit more, they might see that we're actually just taking the piss out of everything and not that serious about it. But look, every record company around that we've dealt with usually end up going broke. We usually don't see any money out of it. And I'm not saying it, but there's been some good record companies we've dealt with and there's been some bad ones, but we might as well have our own record company and rip ourselves off. So that's where we stand with that.
Well, after 40 years, you're still going strong, but if it all ended tomorrow, how would you like the Cosmic Psychos to be remembered?
Probably just the band that we refuse to go away. We've done everything our own way, and I'm pretty proud of that. And we haven't really bowed or bowed to anyone.
And you've proved that you can do it, because you're still releasing records. You're still out there doing what you love.
Yeah, and why not? And it's not like it's not a problem for me that it's not popular all the time. But look, if you hang around long enough, we outlive music critics, and that's what I love. That's what I love.
What's the harshest thing a music critic has ever said about the Psychos?
Oh, geez, there's an encyclopedia about them. There's probably the best one, which one of my favourites is, there was a live album brought out in the late 80s called Slave to the Crave, and it had a rabbit on the cover. Why did it have a rabbit on the cover? I've got no idea. But the critic said that he felt that the rabbit wrote the lyrics. I thought that was a corker. Fantastic.
Ross Knight, Cosmic Psychos, they're about to head out on the road on a massive Aussie tour for the brand new album, Loudmouth Soup. The tour kicks off on the 29th of March and goes absolutely everywhere, Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria. And supporting is one of the best new bands to come out of Brisbane right now, The Chats, who have that brilliant single, I'm on Smoko. But let's hear your single. Tell me a little bit about Feeling Average, Ross.
Well, I woke up one day, as I have done a couple of times in my life, feeling a little bit left of centre, and I just had this little riff in my head, and you know, people say, how are you feeling? I'm feeling average. I mean, I think that's come out of just about every Australian's mouth at some stage or another, feeling a bit average. And it's just this annoying little poppy tune that, you know, when you try to almost sing yourself back to health, and it just seemed to work, and it just fell out of my head as quickly as the rotten beer did.
Feeling Average, Cosmic Psychos here at Triple M. Many thanks to Ross from the Psychos.
Oh, good on you. Thanks for your time. Thank you.